If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let it be now. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go, when you're feeling down.
The Indiana Festival Theater's production of The Taming of the Shrew is really good. That's true from the first view of designer Tim Barbio's lush yet tasteful contemporary upscale earth-toned Miami home and courtyard to the subtly firm final gestures of Molly Casey as the Shrew with the now-deferent Adam Noble as Petruchio. We're offered the richness of Shakespeare's characters with their language along with direction and a cast to take advantage of both. Molly Casey as the Shrew is clearly first an outsized spirit at war with her female body and culture, and later more comfortable in her skin, but clearly still with an outsized intellect and generous sensitivity. Andrea Mellos as her supposedly sweet sister Bianca is interestingly a bit more rambunctious and less saccharine than the text might suggest. Nancy Lipschultz, as their mother, has the kind of commanding presence that anchors and supports her scenes. Bianca's suitors are a fascinatingly varied trio. Rob Johansson is delightful as the golf-playing old duffer Grimio. Ben Abbott, especially with his put-on whiskers and French accent, is great fun as the surfer dude suitor. The contemporary Florida setting allows Timothy Pyles to wax eloquently and even testify a bit with a broadly silly Southern accent. And Ken Farrell, playing a tourist roped into playing the father of one of the suitors, was a late addition and a very comical and welcome one. Adam Noble is indeed noble as Petruchio, a scarred war vet who's come to wive it wealthily. His energized but often thoughtful wooing for the Taming of the Shrew follows a fascinating alternation of actions edging toward abuse and those with clear concern. Nicole Bruce, as his servant, was a magnet for double and even triple comic takes on the action. The Indiana Festival Theater's production is a very funny and energetic one that brings out the comedy through the richness of the characters and at the same time keeps that story very much in focus. As I said at the beginning, it's really good. The Taming of the Shrew at the Indiana Festival Theater alternates with You Can't Take It With You in repertory performances July 15th through the 28th. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.